USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Israel deployed ground forces near Gaza and ramped up airstrikes against Hamas Thursday as the bloody conflict shows no signs of letting up. The Israeli assault comes after Hamas groups stepped up their rocket assaults on Thursday, shooting more than 100 bombs into Israel. Some Senate Democrats are open to paying for a compromise infrastructure package by imposing user fees, including more gas taxes and raising money from electric car drivers through a vehicle miles travel charge. Republican leaders say they would not support raising either corporate or personal taxes to pay for President Biden's spending proposals. China is about to attempt its first Mars landing Friday. Tianwen-1, as the mission is called, means questions to heaven. It aims to be the first Mars mission to send a spacecraft into the planet's orbit, drop a landing platform onto the Martian surface, and deploy a rover all in one expedition. This is USA Radio News.
Is a new war with China coming? It's never been this bad, and even Henry Kissinger is warning Americans. Trade, freedom, technology, and war threats against Taiwan. China is a real threat. All this week on Newsmax TV, Grant Stinchfield looks at the real danger of the Red Dragon and why Americans must be alarmed. Stinchfield shows how Trump's policies with China worked and why Biden's are failing. So tune in tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern to see Stinchfield's series, The Dangerous Dragon. Stinchfield tells you the real truth on Newsmax, America's fourth highest-rated cable news network, on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system, tell them you want it. Or get Newsmax free on your smart TV. Or tune in on Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube. And millions have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphone. You can too. America is tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
The dysfunction between Washington lawmakers has become business as usual. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest, USA Radio News Bureau reports.
According to multiple reports, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene aggressively confronted Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez outside the House chamber on Wednesday. Ocasio-Cortez says she's now ramping up security. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has suggested an ethics committee should be investigating Greene for her verbal assault.
Two Washington Post reporters witnessed the confrontation. They say Representative Greene, the Republican from Georgia, shouted, "Hey, Alexandria," twice in an effort to get her attention. When Ocasio-Cortez did not stop walking, Greene picked up her pace and began shouting at her and asking why she supports terrorist groups. Greene also shouted that Ocasio-Cortez was failing to defend her radical socialist beliefs by declining to publicly debate the freshman from Georgia. Thanks for listening, and TGIF, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hazing incidents continue to happen at American colleges. One is being sued because of a hazing death. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The family of an Ohio college student who died during a fraternity hazing incident is suing that fraternity and several of its members. The family of Stone Fultz has filed a wrongful death suit against the national chapter of Pi Kappa Alpha and 10 members of the chapter at Bowling Green State University in the death of their son. Fultz died on March 20th of alcohol poisoning after a hazing ritual that saw pledges allegedly blindfolded and forced to drink an entire bottle of alcohol.
Since 2000, there have been more than 50 hazing-related deaths. The causes are varied. Heat stroke, drowning, alcohol poisoning, head injuries, asphyxia, cardiac arrest. But the tragedies almost involve a common denominator, kids and alcohol. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on MSNBC talks about the new CDC guidelines for fully vaccinated people ditching the mask.
Now, that said, I think your point is really well taken. For the last 15 months, we've been saying wear a mask. And so it's been ingrained in us. You can't leave the house without a mask. I went for a walk for the first time without a mask outside a week ago, and that felt strange, right? So I think we all are going to have to become comfortable with this again. But what we're saying is now it's time to make those efforts to start getting comfortable.
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.